This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F.
Just do this. Hello, good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. This is the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham, and I have a somewhat somber announcement to make. As many listeners would know, this podcast is the brainchild of myself, and to a much lesser extent, one J.D. Griff McGriff. I'm sad to announce that Griff was at a... We'll just get to it. He was hanging out in a restroom at a truck stop, which is, you know, it's something he liked to do. He spent a lot of his time hanging out in restrooms at truck stops, and I never judged him for it. I'd have no idea what he was doing there. I don't know what goes on in those places, but he spent a lot of time there, and recently he was at one in southern Mississippi and somehow suffered some sort of massive anal contusion and is going to be out of commission for a while. We're sending our thoughts and prayers to him, but as he's going to be out of commission for a while and seriously traumatized, I would like to introduce both of my listeners to the new co-host of the Sports with a Capital F podcast. If you're a frequent listener, you know this guy, one Nick Fleesky Fleebo Jackson III Esquire. What the hell's going on, sir?
Not much. Just sitting here since I was offered this new job. It's not really a job yet because I haven't got paid shit yet for it. But I figured since I'm going to be taking it to the next level,
it's the hardest part of the job.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, most jobs don't get paid shit anyway. But I got my extra assistant back here, G. Cutler, back there. Because as this picks up a little bit, I'm going to need a support. So,
yeah.
G. Cutler, if you know Jay, you let him know that I'm rooting for him. But he ain't doing shit, so we won't talk about Jay yet.
Yeah, but I like G. Cutler. Eventually, maybe that'll become a thing we could animate somehow. You get someone else involved, and they can do his voice off camera, maybe. I don't know. There's a lot of potential there, but it just looks funny right now.
Yeah. I'll work on it. That's like in the back room of my bed, too. That's my bed. He's just chilling there. He's just chilling. He's kind of weird. He just sits behind.
Yeah, he just happens to be hanging out. It's not bad. I like it. I'm a big fan. It's funny. As soon as you showed it to me, I laughed. I couldn't explain why, but it's funny.
Well, I mean, G. Cutler's really excited to see what Trubisky does. So,
I think there's a lot of people who are excited to see what Trubisky does, and I really try to make an effort to not be overly negative. I mean, I fail repeatedly, but I'm about to fail again when I say, like, okay, who's he going to throw the ball to?
Oh, yeah. And for a second, like, a moment to talk about that Vegas thing. That's like really crazy. Was that 58 people dead? Like, yeah, hats off to those people. Like,
jeez. Yeah, you know, I really mulled over the Vegas thing, and really I kind of landed it. I was like, I didn't really want to bring it up on my podcast because literally everybody's talking about it. I feel like if we can bring anything to the situation, it's kind of like, you know, give people a bastion, because it's so fucking horrifying. I mean, it's so and it's the response is gonna be depressing no matter who you are. So it, yeah, I mean, but definitely,
I mean, you know, yeah, no, definitely. I was in Hawaii when I found out. I mean, it's depressing.
Yeah. So, speaking of that, you are freshly back from Hawaii. You look like,
yes, I am. You can't see this tan I got.
Yeah,
finally,
I was gonna say, you look like you got a good bit of sun. You're working with a good color. I think
I don't know if that's going to work for me in Portland, though. Like, I need to hurry up and go ahead and shape. Maybe.
I don't know. In Portland, you know, I think it'll work itself out. I mean, you guys are certainly past the 4 days a year you get sun, correct?
No, it's sunny out right now, which is good, but it is like 50 degrees. So yeah. But I'm going to Phoenix. I'll be moving to Phoenix. So next thing you know, I have ICE stopping me every day asking if I'm American and for my paper. So
that's going to be another problem. When you get to Arizona, you are definitely going to have to prove that you were born in this country. It's going to be a thing, I would imagine. But, you know, it's all good. If it's something crazy, you don't necessarily have to reveal it on the podcast, but me personally, having visited Phoenix, and if I have any listeners in Phoenix, shout out to you guys, but that place is a hellscape. It looks like Mars before oxygen and Total Recall. It is stupid hot, and there's no reason humans should live there. So it does make me wonder why someone who enjoys nature and moisture as much as you do would be headed to Arizona.
Well, I mean, for two, my lady's from there, so we're going to go down there. But it's only temporarily, though. It's like 6 months.
Definitely was a woman. I had zero doubt.
Yeah, well, of course.
Why does anybody do anything?
Well, shouts out to Rachel. Well, we'll only be there for like 6 months, though. But we're going to do some traveling. But I wanted to get out of Portland now. Like, I'm over it. I didn't want to do another winter in Portland.
No, you've
I
think been there the a long way. Time. It'll be a good look. Especially that span of 6 months. If you're moving that soon, and then that 6 months will be pretty manageable, actually.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but who knows where I end up, I mean, after that. So, we'll see. I just don't want to be in Portland.
We never know with you, and I think listeners are going to appreciate that over the time as the podcast expands and grows, I will still be languishing here in the CapF Sports Studios, but we'll look forward to checking in with you as you move all about the observable universe.
Well, maybe I make some live in-studio conversation. I mean, that's just if it's okay if we can get a pass from the government to have the white and the black guy in the same room at the time.
Right,
if that's
and
possible.
Putting the conversation on the internet, I don't know. There's probably several special permits, but you know you're always welcome in my home, sir. So.
Well, I've seen you. You had a guy, Pete last week.
Yeah.
The last time.
Yeah.
Nobody shut you down yet, so that's good. That's a good sign.
And he's properly 100% black, too. And I was...
Yeah, I know.
I was seriously concerned. Pete was like, can we do a podcast? And I was like, geez, I don't know. Can we? I'm not sure.
Put on this blanket right quick. He's in our fantasy league, right? He's in the fantasy league, right?
Yeah, he took over Chris's team. He's the Victims of Sandusky now. He just kept the name because he thought it was funny. I was like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. You doing a fantasy? I think you're tied with me.
You can check it, but I'm pretty sure I am week four now? Have we played four?
I'm one
weeks?
And three.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm not having a good fantasy season.
I'm not even worried about it. It's early.
It is very early.
You're right there with me. Oh, you're on top of me, though. You got more points. You got three more points scored than me. Good job.
Well, you know, that's due to my superior ability to predict the future and randomly select players.
And I was like, I'm not worried about it. Tom Brady's playing tonight, too, so.
Yeah.
a couple wins.
It was something else going on. Something starts tomorrow. What is the thing that's... There's a sporting event that starts tomorrow.
The postseason of baseball?
Oh, that's right. Playoff baseball. And we're both from Chicago, and we both have a favorite Chicago baseball team. Now, mine and yours are a little bit different. But one of them, I can't remember who, but one of them is going to be playing in their third straight postseason starting tomorrow. And I can't, is it the Kane County Cougars? Is it the Kane County Cougars? Is that who's going to
be? Yeah, the Cougars are good. The Cougars are good, yeah. The Cougars are good. Let's talk about those guys.
Yeah.
Well, hats off to you. You know who I'm rolling with, right? I got to roll A. Hey, well, A, I hope Arizona gets some pushing so that I'll be there. But Chris Sale. Boston, road to Boston.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, and as far, and I mean, you know, you'll be rooting for teams over there in the American League. I don't know. So, are you going to secretly be hating or secretly be rooting for?
Well, first off, I secretly never hate on a Cub. So, this is openly, I will be hating on a Cub.
That is true.
I know it's not a secret. Yeah,
no, it's definitely not. It's not something on the Cubs. Muted.
I hope they fail. Yeah. They probably will fail, but. Who knows?
Well, those are the statistical probabilities for every team that enters the postseason, though. Is like, you know, not all of them are going to go. But the Cubs are in a good spot. They had a really good second half. They're coming back. It's a really good team. I mean, I'm going to take it one game at a time. But it's going to be a good time when that Chicago baseball team that I like is in the playoffs.
Well, hey, if they win the World Series again, I will be in Chicago for the party. I'll be down there with Corey in our White Sox gear in Wrigleyville.
I'll be standing right there with you guys. They just wanted to come see what this looks like. They don't remember. The last time they won a World Series was so long ago, they don't even remember. That's been the fun part. That's been
2006.
2005, wasn't it? I think it was 2005. I think you gave yourself a year.
That's okay. It's 11 years, 10 years. It was, what, 100 years for you guys? So
yeah.
It's not that long. We haven't waited as long as you guys.
Yeah, 108 so. Is a pretty sturdy number.
Yeah, it pretty is. Pretty much is.
Yep. Well, I'm glad to have you, though. I think that having you as the new co-host is going to open up a lot of more funny discussions, being that we're fans of almost the same sports teams, really, other than baseball. You can offer people a lot of insight into soccer, because I don't know what's going on there. You watch hockey, well, I don't know. Too?
So. Because you're 12 fans. I mean, you got people like Kevin, the boring show that I sit there. I literally listen to 15 minutes of this, and I'm like, if they keep talking, I'm done. I'm not listening to this. Kevin, I like you. You're a good guy, man. But you need to be three-dimensional and talk about other things other than the Cubs, okay? Yeah. It doesn't help, okay?
When he's
especially when supporters are White Sox fans.
Yeah, it is probably about split as far as the people actually listen to this podcast. So,
yeah. No. Shout out to Kevin. He just put my ass in fantasy football, too.
Yeah. Okay. But it's easy for me and him to go down that rabbit hole, you know, when we talk.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to bring it up. We can move past it. I know it's not your favorite. Okay. In the other,
I wish you the best. Yeah. I wish you the best with the Cubs, okay? And I hope they don't break your heart. Yeah.
Thank you. I don't. It already happened though, so I feel relatively bulletproof. But I mean, I'll be there. I certainly want them to win too. Obviously.
Yeah. What's up with Donald Trump? The paper towels.
Yeah, tossing paper towels to the people in Puerto Rico like he was playing Papa Shot at the arcade.
Yeah, that's, oh man, what a fucking idiot. Yeah,
it really is. Isn't it? It's at this point, it's like all the doubt is gone. Even like reasonably, even people I generally disagree with, who I hear speak, like all the reasonable people are done, right? Like they can't, no one can reasonably look at that guy and be like, he's doing a good job now. Like, because they used to, his supporters would defend what he said, like accept whatever narrative he gave for the things he said and the things he does. But at this point, he has such a blatant disregard for reality that I just can't follow it anymore. I just don't want to see it anymore. You know, and it's I think a lot of reasonable people who may have previously supported him for whatever reason have fallen off the wagon.
I mean, I don't really pay attention too much to that stuff, but I just know that you reap what you sow. So all you people who voted for him,
yeah, pretty much. I mean, you were gonna get a shit bag either way in that election, but we definitely, as a country, ended up with like the most shit-filled shit bag.
It was that Chappelle skit. I mean, not the Chappelle skit, it was like Saturday Night Live skit with Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. And there was during the election, and there was all the white people in front. And there's like, who would vote for Donald Trump's going to win the election? And Dave Chappelle's like, I know. Or Chris Rock's, I know. And then it's like, nothing's going to change for us for the past 100 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's in a lot of ways, too, that's part and parcel to this whole deal, which is what makes it seem, you know, kind of fishy and pointless, is that this election was so charged and everyone was such polar opposites and kind of like they always act like that, but this seemed to be bigger, and the media is definitely like driving this narrative that we're like, oh, we're more divided than ever. But I mean, this, the institution, the machine that is America, what are you doing right now? I mean, is there like a race riot going on outside your house? Like, are you like, you know, are your neighbors like shooting through the walls at the police coming to try to arrest them for no reason? Like, is there a revolution going on? Is our money so valueless that like a wheelbarrow full of money won't buy you bread? Like, me and you are sitting here right now, in both of us in air conditioning, on literally opposite sides of the country, recording ourselves talking about nonsense and putting it on the internet. Like, really, how bad can things be right now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know for sure. It is a waste of time and it is a waste of energy.
Yeah.
But and you are right that like nobody is outside doing shit. Like, I don't feel threatened by anything going on.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just, it's,
I don't know.
It's just kind of silly, man. Like, most people are getting up and going to work every day. And then again, you know, you also have the option in this country to do nothing. There's plenty of places where you don't have the option to do nothing. Like, if you do nothing,
yeah, no, I've been doing,
your family doesn't
I've been eat. Doing nothing for the past 2 months. So.
Yeah. You've been you know what, though? You've been doing a lot of stuff. You just haven't been at work.
Oh, yeah,
and that's
yeah.
like, people are like,
yeah, exactly,
if
exactly.
not, if you're not at work, you're doing nothing. That's definitely not accurate. You know, like that's people you know, always are like, oh, if you won the lottery, what would you do? I wouldn't do nothing, but I sure as fuck wouldn't go to work anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
no, I wouldn't. That's a good point. Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck Trump. I'm glad. Oh, I shouldn't say that because it takes us off the air. I'll say you're fired.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Yeah, it is weird. I mean, we've gotten what we asked for. We got like a reality TV president. But I mean, I think him being in that position and everything still actually being fine should, to me, signal to us as a country that, you know, he's a goofball, stupid, like face, reality TV face of the country. Like, the machine is so durable that it will survive this, you know. People were like, it's like there's Nazis everywhere. There were like some Nazis in one place at one point. That is not, that's never been any different, you know. Nazis show up to shit all the time and then they go home.
Exactly. Yeah, that's just common for any kind of gang or hate group or whatever. So
yeah,
that shit's everywhere.
It's way worse to be inside of any one of those things than to feel like you're threatened by them.
The funny thing too is like when I live in Chicago, I never ever really felt racism ever. Like, that's never, especially growing up on the north side, like you never really deal with racism as much as you do once you get out of Chicago. It's like much more prevalent to see it, like see segregation, and there's no segregation in Chicago. Like, it's not really a segregated city.
Unless you
go to the south side.
Look, we're fortunate because where we grew up was like specifically kind of uniquely unsegregated, but I don't know if I could co-sign, because Chicago is actually like physically one of the most segregated cities in America, like because of like outside of the north side, like the rest of the city, it's like between the south side and the west side, there's like highways and train tracks. It was all very like carefully orchestrated.
Oh yeah, no, of course. But you don't really see people like you don't see people not getting along with each other because of their color.
Right. No, there definitely does seem to be much less emphasis. And you know what? I'll be honest with you too, though, is that the difference to me where I'm at in the south now is that actually like you see like black people and white people like physically living next door to each other, but you somehow live in a world where there's like at least a perception that people are like that ideology is a little more racially charged. And it was interesting when I was in college, I don't know who the original person who said this was, but I'll credit Dr. Andrew Manis, author of A Fire That Can't Be Put Out, which is actually a fantastic book about Fred Shuttlesworth, the civil rights leader. It's very good. People should read it. But anyway, he said in a class I had with him one time, when he described segregation and racism in the North versus the way it operates in the South, and he said in the South, in the North, they don't care how high you rise, but they care how close you live to them. But in the South, they don't care how close you live to them. They care how high you rise. Which is interesting, and it is
interesting.
It is anecdotally accurate, you know, but definitely we were fortunate. And I think that's another thing that has a lot to do with why we have such wonderful personalities that are going to make such great podcast companions, is because we did grow up in a very unique place,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Where we knew people who were like wonderful people who'd give you the shirt off their back of all kinds, and people who would like burn your house down with your kids in it of all kinds.
Yeah, no, for sure. Even DC is kind of like what you said about down there. DC is the same way. Portland is, like I said, Portland's very one-sided. So it's just, yeah. I'm muted. Oh, are we good? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. You're good. I thought I muted this. Yeah, no, I don't know. Nothing's quite like Chicago, places I've been to. So
it's the smallest part of people. It is interesting, too, because I'm, you know, I do it, though. I try to make sure I have at least annual pilgrimage back to Chicago, because it does feel different. There is definitely, it feels.
No, it does. as dangerous as it is, I feel more comfortable there. That's right. Sad, isn't it?
Well, you
That's
know, sad. Though, part of that, too, though, is the result of, you know, that extreme segregation you see in the city is that, like, statistically, like, you can, like, monitor, people feel like you can, like, monitor your safety based on where you are in the city. But Chicago is bonkers and crazy shit happens everywhere.
Everywhere. You know? No, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And you
no,
just
exactly.
don't ever know, you know.
Yeah.
You could come, exactly. yeah, come, I mean, come to Chicago and just go, like, walk around in South Evanston or West Evanston, you know. Just go walk yeah. around. You're like, oh, I'm in a very nice suburb of Chicago. You just go wander around. Something crazy will probably happen to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not, no, yeah, if you, hey, you can never tell.
There's this one rap song. It was like, the only color that's important is green. So that's all that matters in Chicago. If you have some money, you better stash it. That's why I might go back. I don't even bring money. I bring a traveler's check.
Yeah, traveler's check. Nice.
You gonna rob me for that?
Nice.
Good luck.
Nice.
Good luck.
Oh, I did. Okay. I almost forgot. Have you heard about these comments that Cam Newton made in this press conference? Did you hear about
What did
that?
He say? I slightly heard that he said something about, like, what does a woman know about running routes or something? Is that what he said or something?
All right. Nah, what he said was...
The
female reporter asked him, like, a question about... You know, the female reporter asked Cam Newton the same kind of dumbass question 100 reporters ask 100 athletes at the end of every sporting event. And she asked him something about running routes and how do you feel about that guy running better routes, right? Which I don't understand people's obsession with hearing the answer to those kind of questions. But anyway, so what he said was he was like, it's funny to hear a female ask about routes. He was like, that's kind of funny. And then he answered the question, right? Now, that's some dumb shit to say. He's certainly aware of what world he lives in.
Yeah.
The only way I see it, though, the way I weigh in on it is I just feel like this is another example of why it's stupid to ask athletes questions.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly.
Like, if anything, that's what this podcast stands for, is not predicting the future and not just, like, aimlessly being like, well, he ran for 25 yards and here's what he had to say about it. I felt good about running 25 yards. You know, like, it's just, fuck it. Yeah, I saw it. I don't, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was stupid. You should have, I mean, only thing is, like, you can't be stupid in that spotlight. So Cam Newton, you should be a little bit smarter, but. Yeah, you definitely, but who cares? Like, yeah, and that's not the kind of questions I want to ask. Like, and that's not the kind of questions I want to hear. So I don't give a fuck about a route. If you're asking Cam Newton a question, ask him why he dresses like a clown.
Yeah.
And that's, get to the bottom of it. Why do you dress this way, sir?
Yeah. Excuse me, Cam Newton, why are you so weird? Yeah.
Yeah.
Give
me that answer. Yeah.
That's part of why I'm such a huge Marshawn Lynch fan, because all that time he spent in press conferences going, I'm happy to be here. I love the thanks for asking. I really liked that one. Yeah, it was good, but thanks for asking was underrated.
Yeah, that was good, yeah. He's the best.
And it sheds a light on how stupid that is, you know?
Yeah.
Like asking athletes questions. Yes, what Cam Newton said was stupid, but he's also not, you know, they weren't like, so you're getting ready to build this rocket. What are you, like, you know, like.
So. Yeah, but what was I going to say? What were you just saying before that? Yeah, I just lost my train of thought.
Cam Newton.
No, I forgot, damn. I started thinking about that Redskins thing with Pryor where somebody called him, dropped the N-bomb on him, but. What was I going to say? I just lost my train of thought.
Oh, I don't know. I was just talking about it's stupid to ask athletes questions, and what did you think?
Oh,
and you would ask him why he dresses the way he does.
Oh, no, because about Marshawn Lynch and all that. Ask no big questions. Unless you ask him some fun questions like, are you going to make it to the Super Bowl? Like, that's what I want them to hear as athletes week one. Are you guys going to the Super Bowl? And let's see what they say.
Right.
Let's see what DeShone Kizer of the Browns says if you ask him to go into the Super Bowl this year. And I guarantee you everybody's going to want to hear that question.
Right. And and for that exact reason, it's a relatively entertaining question. But whoever these people are who tune into, like, sports TV or sports talk and they're like, yeah, I want to hear what Andrew Luck said about all those interceptions. Like, what do you mean you want to? What do you get from that? What is the point of that? And they're like legally required to give these press conferences. They're contractually required.
That's what I wanted to say. Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. It's mandatory to come after a game and do it, right? You have to.
Yeah, if the press wants to speak with you, you have to speak with them. Well, that's why Marshawn Lynch did that. I mean, he did that because they started fining him. The very first time he did it, nobody really thought about it until after the yeah thing. But the first time he did it was when they went to the Super Bowl. And they were interviewing him, and he was like, "I'm just here so I don't get fined."
Yeah, that was the best.
Yeah, and they'd be like, "Oh, what do you think about blah, blah?" And he was like, "I'm just here so I don't get fined." And I was like, "See, this should crumble that whole enterprise."
Yeah.
Like, there's enough of that. There's enough of that. You know, and if you see a baseball game and they walk off, they always go get the guy off a home plate and stick a microphone in his face, like, "How'd that feel?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, it's a good team. We stick together. We run." But I mean, even at least that is like somewhat in the moment, you know?
Yeah.
And it seems like part of it. But when football's over, like, I don't stay up like, "Oh, I'm gonna wait till this guy takes a shower. I'm gonna see what he says about that fucked up 2 minute drill."
Exactly.
I'm assuming he said they fucked up that 2 minute drill. It's super.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is all that. There was, you know, the whole sport. Well, the NFL has definitely just become a shit show itself, like, an entertaining. I mean, wait, Brandon Weeden just got signed, and I'll just leave that one out there. No. Colin Kaepernick. Come to the Bears, man. I'll take you.
Yeah, I would take Cap right now. But I think we're definitely at the point now where the NFL is just like, no, no, yeah,
exactly.
No, no. You know, I've explored all the reasons a million times on this podcast, and I've talked about, like, comparing him to Tebow and, like, how teams see it. But at this point, they're just saying no.
Yeah, no, I know. That makes sense.
Everyone's welcome to speculate as to why, but they're just like, nah.
Congrats to Brandon Weeden, the guy who was 28 years old, who was his freshman in college. Good for that guy.
Yeah, but he, you know, it is, though. I think part of it too, though, is that more examination of it makes it look even dumber, because the players didn't start coming out on the field for the national anthem until 2009, when the Pentagon started paying the NFL money for these, like, paid shows of patriotism, you know, and they really? Yeah, that's absolutely accurate, dude. This tradition of standing, because baseball players do it anyway, but the tradition for football players standing on the field is, you know, a whopping 7 years old, you know. It's just not.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Wow. Yeah, that's absolutely accurate. The whole thing is ridiculous. And it's the NFL. Why, you know, you shouldn't be surprised. Everything the NFL does is incredibly stupid and ridiculous. To me, there's a billion other reasons to boycott the NFL. Like, whether you hate kneeling or hate standing or whatever, there's a million other reasons. You could boycott the NFL because they, like, misled players about brain damage and encouraged children to play the game.
Oh, yeah.
They take money from the government to pretend to give a shit about the troops. They act like it's a family game and they need to make it less violent, but you just sit through beer commercials all day. Like, last Sunday, I sat down and watched beer commercials and was fortunate that in between them, I got to watch some football.
Yeah. Silly. Yeah, man, you got a lot of anger towards the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know.
You should start the revolution.
Yeah, I don't know.
You should start the revolution, man. Like,
I don't know why I'm so charged up, because really the moral of that story is I'll be back next Sunday to watch football, you know?
Well, I mean, but that's the thing, though, because you're so committed to it, you deserve a product or something that's not fucking watered down or, you know.
Yeah.
You deserve that. Yeah.
Right.
I have NFL attire right there, and that's how much I've been invested into this league. And there's a lot more in my closet, and there's more there, and it's everywhere, and I'm invested in this league, and I deserve not to be toyed with.
Absolutely. No, I agree. Just stop making it stupid. That's my deal, too, with the injuries thing. Like, now that the science is out, parents can make informed decisions about whether or not they want to let their kids play football. But as far as the people who are playing football now, you either make the game illegal or stop messing with it, because you're not actually making it safer. You're just making it more boring to watch.
Yeah, but what about what Trevathan happened to Trevathan against the Packers when he laid out, what's his name? Yeah, he laid it. Was that dirty? Or what do you think that? Because how do you stop that? Right. I mean, dude was lowering his head. I don't want to be the judge, but I mean,
well,
you
and
can't
I mean, there was
that.
A time where there was a time where we would have never even had that conversation. We'd be like, "Oh, did you see that hit? Oh, and
yeah, then yeah, that no, that's what I was said too.
Like, oh, dude got blown up." But before there was all, but that was like before there was all this like built-in weird morality that the NFL thinks it has the right to wield, where they're like, "Don't enjoy that anymore. Sorry, I know that was a big. I know you really liked that, but don't enjoy it anymore. Whatever you do."
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, no, of course. Yeah. No, they're trying to make it a like an offensive game. That's all they're trying to do.
Yeah.
So, but I grew up as a Bears fan, like, and you know, as a Bears fan, all we've ever had was defensive talent. Yeah. Shit, like
that's
all
what
I know.
I like
is hard
to
hit.
See, man. That's what
nine
I like
to
three
see. Games. 9-3 games. Yep. Sacks galore. Yeah. So
it picks. You know, the entire scoring of your team was 2 field goals and a pick six, and then otherwise it was just brutal. Bad. You know, and then. The Bears for a long time were defense and running. You know, if they looked good, it meant they had a good defense and they were running the ball super well, you know.
Who was that guy who played for the Raiders some years ago? Romanowski or something like that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Crazy dude. That exciting to watch.
Yep.
Bring it back.
Let it happen.
Well, what needs to happen is these players need to stop getting so soft, like these receivers who are just soft. And they can't handle it.
No, it does seem too like the last few years, receivers have gotten like less and less willing to stick their arms out and catch the ball.
Yeah. You have to grow with the game. Defensive players are getting stronger and faster.
There's a spider in here. I got to mush him. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Damn spiders. Well, I guess none of these gone. You got no Gramps. Afraid of spiders.
Sorry, there was a spider in here. I apologize. Oh, I probably jacked the camera angle up pretty good because I did like stomp on the floor.
That's how good I entertain them.
Yeah. Well, we've done 30 minutes. I know you got stuff to do, but I did.
It's got a power rank to do too. There's so much to talk about though.
There is. Yeah. Well, it's been a while since we did this. Yeah. Well, see, this is why this is your new job because you're helping me stay on the ball. You understand the. Progress.
And how shit works.
All right. Well, so
consistent.
It's definitely time for a power ranking.
And now the Cap F Sports Power Rankings.
What do you got? A little machine out there that you just push buttons and it prints something out?
See, this is it. It's like that robot from Pee Wee's Playhouse. Actually, that is how I should set up a thing like that. That's a good idea. That's how I'll get them.
Yeah.
Or you could get them from G Cutler. You know.
G Cutler, oh, I got you. G Cutler, every day is gonna have it.
G
for
Cutler
got you.
Will have the power rankings, but so this episode's power rankings are mosquito, wheel, and quartz.
Quartz.
Yeah, quartz, like the
like, you know, basketball quartz.
No, like quartz.
Or courthouse.
No, like quartz, like Q-U-A-R, like the
oh,
rocks.
Like the mineral.
Yeah, the mineral. Okay. Yeah, sorry, it's not a rock, it's a mineral.
That's okay. Okay, so mosquitoes is definitely not my. I just came back from the island too, and I got ate up by mosquitoes. So I fucking hate mosquitoes, and they carry diseases. So
yeah,
at the bottom,
my deal. That's also I feel that way about mosquitoes because I'm kind of like, oh well, they eat things or other things eat them that we need, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'd be willing to sacrifice a big chunk of the food chain for there not to be mosquitoes. Those birds eat other stuff too, you know.
Yeah, no, I definitely would. Yeah, well, you can definitely do it. And once again, they can kill. You remember Chicago, they had that big West Nile virus.
Yeah.
Shit going on. It was like the biggest in the country. Like, yeah. It was, and Evanston, too. It was bad out there.
Yeah, it was down here for a while. But yeah, people probably don't realize that even as cold as it gets up there. But in the summertime, the mosquitoes in Chicago, you might as well be in Louisiana. Like,
yeah.
They
it's
are bad.
Terrible. Oh, that still water? Yeah, it's terrible.
They are bad.
Wheel, like a wheel of a car?
Yeah, so clear number one is wheel because it's super important. And quartz is a weird one to throw in there, but they're dope to look at.
Yeah, that's cool. And I imagine that it comes from the earth. Well, that's like saying mosquitoes have their purpose too. Quartz, I guess, is I don't know. Maybe quartz is a little bit less important to mosquitoes if mosquitoes are contributing some kind of thing. Quartz is just minerals that people pay for.
Yeah, no, right? I mean, yes, as that goes.
Well, can you use quartz for anything? Can you use quartz for anything? I'm going to Google that right now.
Well, yeah. You'll find some answers. I don't know where you live, but probably you have a neighbor who thinks if you like hold on to quartz, it like resets your bioelectrical energy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
outside of made up uses, I don't know that. I mean,
some people hold rabbit's feet because they feel like they'll do the same thing.
Well, they do make things that can go up to super high temperatures out of quartz, though. Like, for instance, on a dab rig, the bowl that bowl that you can superheat, that's usually made out of quartz.
It's a strong. I mean, it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's cooler to look at. So I'll put that as them. I was Googling it over here. Well, what's quartz used for? But it didn't really tell me anything. It just said it's a beautiful rock. It just said it's a beautiful rock.
But there's value in that too. But did you hear when I was telling you about dab rigs though?
What?
Yeah. Well, like I was saying, you can make things out of quartz and be heated up to super high temperatures. So like a dab rig, that bowl that people who do dabs use is usually made out of quartz because you can heat it up.
Oh, well, then I'm putting that at number one. Oh, yeah, smart man. Number one, even though I don't do dabs, but when it comes to the weed game, number one.
It's up
number
there.
One.
I'm just saying, you can't get at the quartz and you can't transport dabs and you can't do anything without the wheel. We're nowhere without the wheel.
You're always here to break my bubble. That's
okay. Yeah, like when that's I'm okay, like, you're right.
And I ride bikes.
You can't eat tortellini without independence. I felt the worst about that one. I was like, damn, man, why can't you just enjoy tortellini instead of being like, but if you lived in Nazi Germany, I get eat goddamn tortellini. Maybe you would though, because they were allies with the Italians. But that's a lot to think about.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like tortellini. I actually think I'm about to go get some right now. Olive Garden's right down the street.
Sounds super good. I was just thinking, I was like, I think I might go to a grocery store, grab me some stuffed tortellinis, and have at it. Yeah. Yep. But so, all right, well, cool. Mosquito number three.
Wheel number one, quartz number two.
Yep, we did it. We crush it every time. All right. Well, I think we've done enough damage here. We talked about a lot. Was there anything we didn't really get all the way into that you wanted to?
Well, I actually just wanted to give props to my man Jay Cutler on that wild card play you ran last week. And you just sat there and didn't even care. Like, I like to see, I like that. You know, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, they had
you could have injured yourself there.
Yeah.
Shouts out to you. Shouts out to you, Jay Cutler, once again for winning and stealing. Even though you guys lost to the Jets still, too.
He didn't overexert himself, and that's what's important.
That's because he's ready for the next game. Always thinking ahead, and you guys forget that about Jay.
Yeah,
always ahead.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Thanks to the new co-host of the Sports with a Capital F podcast.
And my co-host, G Cutler.
Exactly. Our two new hosts, our one and a half new hosts of the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I'm Graham. You know where to find us. Tell your friends to listen because it's getting better. And other than that, you have a good evening.
This is Sports with a Capital F.
This is Sports.
This is Capital.